Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, is Barbara ready?
I think you have time for a bite.
Your kitchen, thick and rich.
Doesn't your mom buy you Heinz?
No. Why?
Just taste it.
Anticipation is making me wait.
Sorry, had to wait.
I'm not.
Thick, rich Heinz ketchup. The taste that's worth the wait.
Hey, everybody, this is the product of Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is True Thorough with your true friend, Bullet Guy. And we are now on air, broadcasting from our tower in Lagos. I'm in Philadelphia right this second. My Eagles is playing the daggone football game, but y'all the people. Y'all may dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, and it's brought to you all by Looking Glass Entertainment. Now, this wonderful, blessed night of mine is peculiar for me because for all apparent reasons. Sometimes, people, and I'm going to get real physical tonight. I will always be ignorant. That's just the way it is in my lifestyle life. But the choices that I make of ignorance, is that a word? Makes me realize that God told me to stay here and be you. Because once you're not allowed to be yourself, you have to be somebody else. Is that right? Mm-mm-mm. So what I like to do is create my equation of life. Sometimes it's comedy to some people. Sometimes it's not. So whatever I say tonight, this is not being held accountable by a court of law or being fragranced at, you know, Beverly Nation or this network. I'm just speaking freely because I have a chance to before they take away my throat. When I speak, a lot of people listen sometimes. But I'm going to make things plain and simple with no disrespect to nobody unless they dumb. Some people can be dumb enough to be disrespected. Be like, you know what? I should never have thought of that idea and did it because now I'm the dummy. Well, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I still love Jesus, even though some people are like, yo, see, there he is. He starts talking dumb. See, you're not supposed to love Jesus. Jesus don't exist. What does that mean? You know, some people talk to him. But everybody has a religion. Everybody got a time. Everybody got a birthday gift, too, when they wake up, if they wake up. So I'm going to wake y'all up with pay attention mode. Because I had it say in my line of work, is it time to pay attention or time to keep quiet or time to shut the hell up or is it time to be a mutt or a French poodle where you got to have a collar on your neck and you got to walk in a line? Get your groceries here. Everybody line up. Your groceries here. You're like, what's the groceries? What is groceries? How did groceries be, you know, thought of? So my topic tonight is basically helping y'all, the people, and myself at the same time, because y'all going to dilute me anyway with your conversations, and I'm definitely going to receive it because I got on these daggone earphones. Sony, the one and only. I just did a commercial. I'm sorry. But I'm just saying, I have to do this because if I don't do it now, would I be allowed to do it later? Sometimes things happen where you're not allowed to do anything absolutely later. And that's absolutely the truth. Because you could not be here later if, you know, you ain't have to be here, you know, now. But you had a chance to be here now. So God allowed you to be here now to receive what you're about to get today. Tonight. Right this second. So, welcome to Truth Girl. I'm the Truth and Will of God. I'm going to go right in with y'all. This is why I say everything I just said, absolutely y'all confused. Every single one of y'all is, what is he talking about? Look at you. You just said it like, hey, yeah, he said it right out my mouth. Yes, I did. He said it again. What is he talking about? I don't understand him. I can't. I'm confused. This is what I want to tell y'all. I want to confuse you and make you see reality if you could educate your mind or listen to what I'm about to say or listen to what I just said. Some people are not educated to do that. That's not my problem. But it's called thoughts. And I thought about it. I said, yo, man, the last time I had a thought, I thought about something. I created a brand new song out of a thought. Just a little tiny thing. I just thought this. You know, you can do a superhuman. You can be a superhero. Like, what's my name? Man, my name Thought. Now, you got Black Thought. But I don't know if it's thought, like thought, maybe he thought, I don't know. Anyway, thought, right? And a thought is something you can use. Like, hey, I made up a new saying. Oh, God. Or, hey, I thought about going that way, but thank God I didn't because I could have gotten in that car accident. God had me go the other way. What a great thought. Then you got these other thoughts that could be negative. Like somebody might say to you, like, hey, You know you're not going to be nobody, and if you do something, matter of fact, this is another thought. Yo, what you don't. They say what that guy say to you. You hear it. Then when he's ready, you talk, you can't talk. Like, no, what would you do? Don't you say nothing. Better not. Women do it all the time. Men, you know it. You be ready to say something, the woman be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Then they go to another channel. And then you're like, wait a minute. You want me to answer both of them? Nope, I ain't done. You're like, the hell? Did she just go 3 to 5 to 9 different topics and answer what? And you try to answer, like, well, I just, and bought this, and then, now you start going stupid. But when a person learn you, they're allowed to bring you to stupid. So that's why I want to talk to y'all tonight to let the show get flowed on, because there's a lot of things that we're going through to make us look like we're stupid. But are you dumb? Are you allowed to be intelligent? Is it a treaty for you to become intelligent? Like, hold up. I'm signing a treaty. Look, put my hands up. You grab the pencil. Put it on paper. Do not shoot. This is a treaty. I'm going to use my intelligence to let me live to see what time I get tomorrow. I get to what, 9 o'clock tomorrow? I want to use my intelligence to be able to see 9 o'clock tomorrow. Okay? Now, ain't that something? This is why I made this show. And here's the topic, y'all. Dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air to speak live, and let's get it in. But the topic is New Thoughts, New Problems, 2021. I said to y'all, and I want y'all to pay attention when I say this, because I just came up with it, and I don't know why I said it. So I'm going to let y'all feel it. I said, have you, as a certain individual, taking time to examine your life and the company you keep. Then I also said, do you actually know who you're rolling with? Then, you know, I put that shake in my head. You know, everybody put that little SMH, you know, Then I said, God damn it. I was just shaking my head, right? So y'all know what I did. If I did a video, y'all be cracking the hell up. But I said, oh, God. I said, what is the difference in that individual's nature? Positive and uplifting or negative plus demoralizing your true, authentic identity? Now, I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to go to a little quick music track, let Brother O get it in more quick. Then we're going to just go full throttle, because the best part about this topic is the first one. See, this is called Double Day Fridays. I just gave you the basic topic first. But the first topic is a special interview with Comic Views comedian and upcoming newest recording artist, Legend Noel. That's my boy. He's a comedian, but he's also a lyricist, too. And y'all going to learn him and meet him and talk to him tonight and all night ask him questions. And he's knowledgeable to talk to you with common sense. Sorry, didn't mean to say it, but this is what it is. But I said, you know what? I'm going to get funky with it. So I got another best-kept secret in the building.
Wow!
My homeboy, the Magic Man, who he Baka too. Now, y'all don't know about him unless y'all know about him. And y'all going to learn him if y'all ain't know about him. Guaranteed. And he can sing. Ooh. Then I said, you know what? There's things going on. Where the government don't allow people to do things. What a thought is that? It's going to get ignorant, y'all, before it get better. Bible even said that. So I said, let me bring on the commissioner. Since she got nominated to not have her show being played so everybody can hear the juicy fruit that came out of it. It was like a great apple. You know what I'm saying? Can't even take a bite out of the crown. Ain't that something? I said, oh, we just met Angela Thomas Smith. Came in the building as another special occasion speaker. And go full throttle tonight and see what God has to give to help us survive. Again, I say, new thoughts, new problems, 2021. Have you, as a certain individual, taken time to examine your life and the company you keep? Do you actually know who you voted with? Shaking my head. What is the difference in the individual's nature? Positive and uplifting or negative plus demoralizing your true authentic identity? Some of y'all don't even have an identity yet. But we're going to let this song bless your brains, and then we're going to come out and everything. Everything's never going to be the same. Amen. Hey, brother. Kill her.
She make me feel so good. Better than I would by myself or if I was with somebody else. You don't understand. She make the people say, yeah, yeah. I can put you in a log cabin, somewhere in Aspen. Girl, ain't nothing to the pain, ain't tricking if you got it, what you asking for? Put you in a mansion, somewhere in Wisconsin. Like I said, ain't nothing to the pain, we can say the last name, what's happening? Cause you look so good, tell me why you wanna work here. Put you on the front page of a King magazine, but you gon' get yourself hurt, yeah. Hey, baby, I brought you in the back just to have a conversation. Really think you need some ventilation to talk about you and me. Oh, I can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, she all on me, meh, meh. I think she want me, nah, I can't leave her lonely. Nah, ooh, I can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, she all on me, meh, meh, I think she want me, nah, I can't leave her lonely, no. Man, you don't understand, she made the people say, yeah, yeah, yeah. She hit the main stage, she made the people say, yeah. Put you in the condo, all the way up in Toronto. Baby, put you in the fur coat, riding in the Marcielago. I put you in the beach house, right on the edge of Costa Rica. Put one of them little flowers in your hair, have you looking like a fly, mamacita. Fuego, cause you look so good, you make me wanna spend it all on you. Get up out this club, fly with your boy, we can do what you wanna, yeah. Baby, I bought you in the back cause you need a little persuasion, plus you need a little ventilation. Let's talk about you and me. Oh, I can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, she all on me, meh, meh. I think she want me, nah, I can't leave her lonely, no. Ooh, I can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, she all on me, meh, meh, I think she want me, nah, I can't leave her lonely, no. Man, you don't understand, she made the people say, yeah, yeah, yeah. She hit the main stage, she made the people say, yeah.
Put your ass out, oh, and keep running your mouth. And if your brothers come trippin', I'ma show them what these teardrops about. Shawty, I was just playing, oh, but I could take it to the curtain. I don't need to have you screaming, I don't think we'll be making love on the beach, people see the way to win. Wow, they pointin', ooh, and oh, but we gon' keep on doing. Yeah, like a gin, me and you, and no one else around. It went down on the balcony, and I laid down pink, clean house sweet. Shorty like a model about the penthouse sheets. That's why I got my own penthouse sheets. And
oh, I can't believe it,
bitch.
Ooh, ooh, she all on me,
she all on me,
me. I think she want me,
want me.
Nah, I can't leave her lonely.
And I can't leave.
Ooh, I can't believe it. Ooh, ooh, she all on me,
she on me,
me, me. I think she want me,
she want me.
Nah, I can't leave her lonely.
No, I can't leave.
Hey y'all, how y'all feeling tonight? Welcome to Two Thirds with your two friend Will of God, K can we have some fun tonight and have some fun and talk and make everybody understand English 101? Because I plan on doing something crazy and make sure y'all be civilized. Not civilized, maybe energized. Nah, that's not even a better word. I got this new word I created. It's not created by me, but I'm going to use it in my phrases. I'm going to start saying, hey, y'all, what? I'm activated. Think about it, wait a minute. What? That means when you activated, could that mean that you actually are awake? You're alert? You're energized? You're allowed to do anything you want because you activated. That means you could be having different types of things that you can use for your advantages to live, to survive, and make it out here in this world? Can I be activated? Yeah. Let's activate. No, let me stop. Listen, y'all. Dial that number, 516-453-9133. We are about to go in. I want to introduce y'all, right, to this brother, man. He did some stuff way back in the day. And I was like, yo, man, who this boy, man? This boy, he's so cool, laid back. What the hell's wrong with him? And the best thing about it, he's a real brother. He's like, but. He stared at the buddy. He's like, look, that's Bud. He's like, you know what? I'm sorry. But he's a comedian too, y'all. And he kills the game. But now he's rapping. About to kill y'all. Awesome. When y'all find out all his tracks, kill the game. But he did a lot of things, but I want y'all to know his name. Learn him. Ask him anything you want. While we have also the special guest host, Hootie Baka Toon, and the other special guest host, the Commissioner Angela Thomas Smith, in the building later on when they're coming on, and probably the next, you know, as soon as I say it, boy, it's going to be quick, too, because I ain't playing with this daggone tonight. I'm going to do this show the way I want to do it because this is the way I want to do something. I want to show y'all me being spontaneously doing things, flawlessly having fun, and showing you can do it, too, if you have a chance to live. Be free with your thoughts. Don't let your thoughts be controlled when you're scared to think, because once you do that, you can be a fool. So let's go to school, y'all. Let's think about this. Imagine, right, you in your house chilling, or you in your car, just relaxing. You don't got nothing to do. And then you're like, yo, this brother talk about this comedian about to come on, but he's a rapper too. Who could this be? I look at the picture. I'm trying to get a thought of, okay, I wonder. But for me to tell y'all a more and a lot of information is not fair. It's better for y'all to ask questions. It's better for y'all to hear the voice. So introduce another one, the Lava's Brothers in the city, my homeboy, Legend Noel. Hey, Legend, you in the building, man. Legend, you probably got to unmute your phone. Oops.
What's up, champ? How you doing? What's up,
man? I know you probably saying, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm right here, man. That's when you be like, you got to get with them Jones. You got when you do that, next time you do that, right, somebody's going to do it. They're going to be talking. They'll be like, give him a Scooby snack. You be like, Scooby-Doo-Doo. I'm sorry. You walk right into it's a beautiful situation. I'll just have fun, man. I just want to let anybody know, right? Can you introduce yourself properly? Because I really can't do it well as you can because you only want to know yourself. And as soon as you do that, I want you to, you know, give them a little quick introduction on the track that we're going to drop that Brother O got. You probably want to get a selection of what you want to do. But let them know who he is, because then I can bring in the other fellow host that's going to chime in quickly, because I want to go full throttle, nonstop. Feel me? Talk to
me. Oh, it's not that complicated, Philly. What's up? I'm Legend Noel. You know what I'm saying? I've been Cali and back, BET Comic View. I've been doing comedy all over the country. But I do music also. You know what I'm saying? I've been performing all my life. Entertainment is my love. I'm dropping a song that's it's going to hit things hard. A song called Rick James. We're already scouting to shoot the music video. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have my Rick James attire on for this music video, which is going to be dope, and I'm going to shoot in a couple locations in Philadelphia. Probably part of this is going to take place at Palmer's Nightclub. I'm sorry, it's called Trilogy now, Nightclub on Sixth Spring Garden. All my old heads know it as Thomas from back in the day. It was a hot spot. Yes, it was. Three floors of the party on. So that's what we up to. And, in fact, I mean, to be real, I know you don't like the will of God toot your own horn, but I got you hype, man. I got you hype, man, in some of the tracks.
I know, man. That's the best part about life, man. You know what I mean?
If y'all think this dude is hype on the radio, you got to hear him. I got him in a couple tracks, letting him just do his thing. You know what I'm saying? He's wild boy in the background. That's all him in the background.
Yo, man, I don't want to let anybody really know, because there's a lot of other things, man, that's going to pop their freaking cherry, man. It's going to be like a squash. You ever see a squash crimpet? You like, oh, man. You get mad like that, man. Yeah, I'm going to rip that off the damn plastic, man. You start getting mad at anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, what's going to be crazy is this Rick James video shoot. You know what I'm saying? The theme is just going to be, it's going to be crazy. It's going to have everybody listening and looking. You know what I'm saying? I'm just really trying to touch on a couple things.
I'm glad you're going to do it, man. And the people really don't even understand what's really about to happen. Because, man, when you free with it, it's unbelievable. That's what I like about life, when people get a chance to be free. Once you get trained up and you can't be free, you lose all your creativity of becoming a life. But go ahead.
Man, life is an adventure. I always talk about my life like I'm just writing, you know, every day, you know what I'm saying, every week, every month is just a different chapter. You know what I'm saying? I was out in California for a while, and that was a beautiful experience. I'm running around on NBC studio set and watching television shows get made and, you know, hanging outside with writers and whatnot. And that was an eye-opening experience, and going to different parties and whatnot. Then you come back to Philly, and Philly got its own vibe. So, I mean, it's an experience. We should all have as much fun while getting things done as possible. You know what I'm saying? We get so hung up on what everybody else thinks. Don't get me wrong. Certain things matter, and, you know, other things don't matter. But, you know, you're not put down here to not enjoy your situation. And I'm not saying throw your morals in the trash can, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, when society don't got no morals, that's Babylon. But what I am saying is we are not put here to run on a treadmill, you know what I'm saying, 40, 50 hours a week and not find time to chase the things that make us happy. You know what I mean?
Sounds real good. I guess we're going to get that, you know what, we're going to get that track on real quick, because we're going to bring on one of our fellow hosts, and I think Hootie, the Magic Man, he got to do something real quick. We got the commissioner coming, but we're going to let that track rock. But which rock, what song? We're going to make, you know, DJ Olasky, better known as Brother O, and he also has another name called Ngozi. And we're going to make him work. What song would you like for him to play first?
Honestly, all your songs, you like all your songs, but I mean, if I got to introduce people to myself, I would probably put on Brick Money first, and then I would go into Rick James. You know what I'm saying? Because what I do understand, it's like with comedy, you got to get past people's prejudices with stuff for people to, you know what I'm saying, to just put everything aside and listen to things with an open mind. You know what I'm saying? So I would hit him with Brick Money first, because we all love dope, and then I would go into Rick James.
Okay, well, this is a double day Friday, so I'm doing a double thing. I'm actually putting another topic in vibe with this daggone conversation. So when we come back, we're going to definitely let our fellow hosts, and both of them probably could come in, but doing right now, I guess Angela Thomas Smith is going to pop in after this song, and she definitely got some questions, and I'm definitely going to let her play with anything she want to do and play, anything she want to say with y'all minds, because she definitely got thoughts. You know what I'm saying? And Hootie, Baka, Tunes, Adam, Tunes, better known as the Magic Man. But I want them to, you know, be free with their life and flow and just come at you, talk to you, and let the listeners that's listening, that's dialing this number, 516-453-9133, press 1 to get on the air, and they talk to you, and then we talk about this daggone topic all together, because some people have thoughts. I'm just trying to teach people to have super thoughts, meaning that when you have a thought and you might think of a new song, write it down on a piece of paper. Forget about using your phone. Just because your phone might break, then you can't use the daggone thing anymore. Or another super thought, if you make up a new saying, or you might actually make up a new dance. Wow! You got to remember how to do it. Keep using your brains, and maybe we could get by Because if we don't use our brains, we're going to become science. And you do not want to be a lab rat part of this new world order of science. So this is the topic, and we're going to go to the song. New thoughts, new problems, 2021. Have you, as a certain individual, taken time to examine your life and the company you keep? Do you actually know who you roll a bit? Shaking my head. And what is the difference in that individual's nature, positive and uplifting, or negative plus demoralizing your true authentic identity? Hello, DJ Olasky. What the hell's going on? Matter of fact, I'm tired of talking, man. I want to make my breath stick. People, if you ever had a thought, right, and your breath was sticking, were you thinking about your breath at the time when your thought came to your experience of life with somebody saying, yo, man, stop doing that to me? Think about it. Every time you wake up in the morning, I'm just saying to people, man, some people don't think about it. I sometimes forget to brush my teeth. I run outside like, all right, I'm cool. I'm going to get some Winter Fresh gum. The Winter Fresh gum can make sure that I'll be all right. Because Winter Fresh is better than double mint. Because double mint, when you eat too much of the double mint, it gets hard. And you got to spit it out. But the Winter Fresh, I can at least get 5 minutes.
Nigga,
unless I keep it in my pocket and it get wet. No. Then I get mad at myself like, damn, man, I ain't eating that gum.
No, turn your ass right back around and go in the house and get some mouthwash and brush your teeth. Nobody likes funk or bad breath covered up by
But my breath don't stink. I haven't heard nobody say nothing about my breath. You know I got cavity. I'm cold. I still good. But I'm sorry. Yeah. I got to bring it. Cause we got callers. People down at, you know, that number 516-453-9133. Press 1, get on the air. But we definitely got Hooney. I want to bring out the Magic Man real quick. Hooney Bogger, too. You're in the building. And then I want to bring on the commissioner right away, too. Right after I get this button, your Magic Man. What's up,
man? Hey, peace. How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we so having fun, man. I like to have thinking thoughts, but I want to just turn this thing over real quick to you, and then I'm going to bring on the commissioner right after your question, and you just flow with it, and all night, it's free at last. I'm going to mute my phone and shut up. Go ahead.
I better work. Hey, look, you talking about the breath issue, man. You ever seen somebody's breath kicking harder than Bruce Lee? What do you do? No. But hey, it'll make Bruce Lee come back from the dead, I'm telling you. Anyway, how you doing, Mr. Legend?
I'm good, brother. I'm good. We having fun.
No doubt, man. Look, as a master sound therapist, man, comedy is one of the best forms to offer healing to so many people, man. So when I think of you, Will of God, and so many other people, man, with that type of element, that divine gift that y'all have received, man. So my question to you off the bat is, who is your earliest inspiration when it comes to doing your art form of comedy?
I mean, it sounds redundant because it's such a common answer, but to be totally honest with you, it was Eddie Murphy. You know what I'm saying? I saw Raw, and I was done. I was done. I was like, wow, you can get paid for doing, you know what I'm saying? Because remember when you was a kid, you was in school, all your friends, as a kid in the schoolyard and in the classrooms, all you did was cut up and try to be funny. So when I saw Raw, I was like, wow. And I must have watched it about 10 times in 2 weeks. I just kept watching over and over again, and I was like, I want to do comedy. But I was too young at the time. You know what I'm saying? I was probably only like, well, I ain't going to get in the age. I was too young at the time. So I was like, as soon as I get old enough, I'm going to go to a comedy club, and that's exactly what I did.
Well, I can feel that on Eddie Murphy. Honestly, you know, I misjudge you because I thought you, like most people, going to say the late, great Richard Pryor, but I got to give it up to Eddie Murphy, man, because not only did he take the elements of the Godfather of comedy, Richard Pryor, but he took it, man, on a whole nother level. And the thing that gets me with Eddie, man, he's so good at what he does, especially when he get into character mode. He's so good,
yeah.
Especially when he get into character mode and he's acting like the feminine gender. It'll make you question his sexuality at times, man. I mean, and that's when you know, that's when you really, really know that you really, really tapped into something.
I mean, I feel exactly what you're saying. And I came into Richard Pryor when I told my dad that it was like boxing. It was like, remember when everybody was coming up and Mike Tyson was the heavyweight champion of the world, and that particular generation that grew up with Mike Tyson saw him as it. And your parents were like, yeah, he's good, but, you know, Muhammad Ali or Sugar Ray Robinson. But to you, because your first exposure to it was Mike Tyson, there was nobody greater. The same thing with Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor. I got on to Richard Pryor later, after Eddie was already solidified in my head, because Eddie Murphy talked so much about Richard Pryor. So when I started watching Richard Pryor, it was mind blowing, because you're like, okay, now you knew where Eddie got it from. You feel me? Because Richard Pryor's movies, oh my God, his movies, a lot of his movies were amazing. You know what I'm saying? So I fell in love with Richard Pryor later. What I got from Richard Pryor was I really appreciated his ability to tell stories. You know what I'm saying? Stories about serious stuff happening and turning them into something funny. I really learned to appreciate that later on, because that's a real gift. A lot people have different ways of doing comedy. Me personally, I enjoy storytellers, because I when you watch a storyteller, you go, that story sticks with you, and you tell it to other people like a fable, like, you know, something getting passed on.
Well, this is what we're going to do, man. Yo, check it out, Hooney. We got a caller, right? And I want to bring on this caller. But right before I bring on this caller, I want to bring on the commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith. Everybody, this is Legend Noel, a comedian and an MC. And he's killing the game out here, y'all. And we're doing a double day Friday. And this is Too Thorough by Will of God. My name is Will of God, a.k.a. DJ Chill. This show is spontaneous. I'm going to show y'all how people can flow intelligently and do a show right in front of your faces. And y'all, the people, come in and revolutionize the show by saying whatever you want to say. Please try not to curse, because kids might be listening. I'm just saying. Commercial ads have ended. Now, the commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith. How you doing, love?
All right, how you doing? How you doing? Oh, my God.
I'm feeling so good. Hey, Angela, this is what we're going to do, right?
Yeah.
I want everybody to hear your voice real quick. But before the caller get mad and get tired of waiting, let's bring on that caller and hear what that caller got to say. And Hooney, remember, you have all reign to talk whenever the hell you want and not be muted. And Legend, you on daggone Pipsqueak Street. So anything we do, you know what I mean, you have to ride a little tricycle like, Pipsqueak, Pipsqueak, Pipsqueak. I'm sorry. Welcome to Too Thorough. Let's begin to name.
Peace, peace. This is Offset of Tune Ray. Hello, good evening, everyone.
Oh, see, hey, who do you see how God works? This is KJK. Ooh, hi. Yo, this is another fellow host, Shaw. But this is a host to beat everybody up. So she understands she got gloves on right now tonight. So if y'all get hit, understand, it's not a deadly weapon. It's just that she's supposed to be what she's supposed to be. Listen, I'm sorry. Go ahead, lady. Talk to us. Welcome to Legend Noel, Huni Bakatoon, Angela Thomas Smith, and me, myself, and I. Talk to me.
I see we got one big party going on tonight. I'm actually late coming on, so tell me, well, of God, what is your topic about so I can elaborate on it more?
All right. Basically, you know, I just had a thought, right? And I just got this damn grape juice, and I just took a drink out of it. Now, I didn't know that when your mouth is so tired, the grape juice is going to taste so good and make you keep smacking like you had gum in your mouth. But damn, make you want to take another sip. So I said, let's do a radio show where people are really allowed to think and have a thought of what they might see or saw in their life and in their future. Because I do believe we are about to be trained and shown a new way of life where we're not going to have freedom of speech anymore because they're going to cover our mouths with a damn mask. But you ain't going to have a freedom of thinking either. Every thought is going to be a bad, bad thought. They're going to say, hey, you want to go outside? And the kids going to say, go outside and do what? We're going to go outside and play. Man, you crazy. You go outside, you know what happens if you go outside. Not only will they shoot you on sight, but you get the other virus. And then new virus. And then the other virus after that virus died. And then the other virus, the kid came out. Remember the virus kid? That's on. It came out too. I want to meet the daggone baby kids viruses. Them niggas. So it's going to be a whole bunch of dumb thoughts, ludicrous thoughts, and kidney-punching thoughts. So I said on the topic, hey, let's do a Double Day Friday with a special interview with Comic Views comedian, upcoming new and recording artist, Legend Noel, and special guest host, Huni Bakatoon, plus a special occasion speaker, Angela Thomas Smith, the O&E commissioner. And then the second topic, which is the main topic, new thoughts, new problems, 2021. And I said, have you, as a certain, I'm going to say it again, have you, as a certain individual, taken time to examine your life and the company you keep? Then I said, do you actually know who you're rolling with? Shaking my head. And then I said, what is the difference in that individual's nature? Is it positive and uplifting or negative plus demoralizing your true, authentic identity? But the main topic is talking to Legend Noel. So you can talk to Legend, ask him a question, da-da-da-da-da, and then go into the topic, da-da-da-do, tell everybody how to follow you, and Angela, she in the building to back you right back up, and then Hootie go kill the game too, and Legend go keep on talking. I'm going to shut the hell up.
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not.
What'd you say?
What?
What'd you say?
What'd you say?
We didn't hear you. You got to speak in the mic.
No, he was talking to me. He was talking to me. He said, no, I'm not going to be quiet. But go ahead. What you about to say, Offset?
Well, I had wanted to elaborate on what you was what you were saying when you were saying that people aren't going to be allowed to be free thinkers because of face masks. Well, if you look at history, people aren't thinking freely anyway. CNN is putting out and they're focused on what the news is talking about. So we for over 400 years, our people have been deaf, dumb, and blind. And as harsh as this gonna sound, I don't blame the pale man anymore, because we've had several teachers to come and deliver our people out of the land of Nod. So now the blame is on the individual itself. And like I tell people, everything starts in the subconscious. Your thoughts don't come from seeming nowhere. They're already drawn up into the universe. And then once you put the energy into it, it manifests outwards into reality. So we are creating our own reality, and then we're blaming others for our current condition that we're in. That has to stop. It's time for everyone to take accountability for what they're putting themselves through. And that's all I have to say about that.
Legend, would you like to respond?
No, I don't have a retort for that. She's right on point.
Part about life is we have the commissioner. She's in the building, Angela Thomas Smith. And then I want Hooney to back it up. And then we have another call in the building. But before you leave, you got to definitely tell everybody how they can follow you after Angela talks. Hey, Angela. Talk, girl.
Hey. Well, she said some powerful things right just then. But like I always tell people, we got to be accountable for ourselves. You got to know who you are and what you are. Like the young man said earlier when we first started this show off, I want to paraphrase. I may not get it right, but he said something along the line of us not allowing people to put us in a box, not allowing people to tell us what we want to do, what we like. You got to be who you are, because this journey is your journey. Nobody know your journey. Nobody's ever been through this journey. This is your journey. Nobody know the experiences that you're about to experience. No one has experienced what you're experiencing. They may have experienced similar things, but they've not experienced this exact journey. This is your journey. We are unique people. We are individuals, known two journeys alike. You ask the question, do you know the people that you are around? You will never truly know anyone that's around you, because we change, we evolve, we change at the drop of a dime. But what are you willing to tolerate is the question that we should be asking people. What are you willing to tolerate? What are you allowing to be in your energy? What are you willing to be in your space? That's what we should be asking people. Because we don't know what the next person is going to be like. I don't know what I'm going to be like in 5 minutes, 5 seconds from now. You don't know that. You can think you know that, but you will never know that. Those are my thoughts for now.
That's a real deep stuff. And oh, yeah, meet your phone if you we could probably hear the beeps going do, 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 do. But, hey, dang. What can I say to that? Hey, people, y'all listen, this is too thorough. I am the true friend, will of God, but, Osa, did you hear what she just said?
Yes, I did,
yeah,
and I totally agree. Life is always constant to change, and I was actually saying what she said to someone last night, because someone was like, you have to take the time to get to know people, and I was like, well, you'll never really know a person, because the mind is constantly changing. So what we're dealing with an attachment to person, place, and thing. And that's another subject on another level. But I'm enjoying the conversation.
Oh, it's going to get better. Legend, did you want to, before I bring on Magic Man, and then we got to get Carla, because we got more of your music that we got to play too, and then we got some more music later on after your music's done, because Brother Oak, you know, DJ Lassie got some music in his crate. But, yo, what, you got something to elaborate on that? What? This show crazy.
That's funny. I was just talking to one of my friends the other day about her dating experiences and getting to know people. And the only thing I can take from that is time and time again, people surprise us. We put our expectations of our behavior, what we would do on other people when we're dating them, and we start to care about them. And a lot of times people let you down. You know what I'm saying? So my take from it is I try not to put the bar real high with people. Not that I, you know what I'm saying? Because if you expect too much of people, people tend to do what people do. And then what happens is we start getting frustrated, and then we carry baggage from one situation to the next. A lot of times people don't even know themselves a lot of times. So how can we really expect to know people? So at the end of the day, the best thing I think that we could possibly do is just walk slowly with things. You know what I'm saying? You meet somebody. We're always in such a rush nowadays. Everybody wants things just like that. Somebody said sex in the future will become the pelvic handshake, and I guess that's where we're at with it now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hey, people, I'm so sorry, but this show, even though it's spontaneous, I just wanted to show y'all how God works in mysterious ways, and things can flow and become supernaturally great. I never know what that might look like on a plate, but if I could get one, like, yo, excuse me, can I get a supernaturally great plate? I like that. No, I'm sorry. But let me get the magic, man. Better known as Hoony Bop. In the building. Oh, man, what's up, man? Do you hear what's going on?
Hey, yeah, definitely. Loving what I'm hearing from everybody, dude. Much respect for everybody who spoke. Much respect to my daughter, Arsette. Much respect to my daughter, Angela T. Smith. Much respect to you, legend. And as well as you, will of God. But let me make something clear here, because a lot of people have given so many other people the authority over their life. Okay? And just like that word freedom, man, people don't realize that we have our own superdome that we live in. And if you take time to study yourself as much as I did, I'm turning it back to self. You know, when I write my publications, when I give my speeches, I always say this, like I'm ready to say this now. I studied myself 9 times more than I read any religious text, any books that was authored by some of the greatest authors. I took time to study myself 9 times more. So this 36 years, it was like another form of training on another level. And trust me, when you get to the point where you study yourself, you'll be able to capture a thought at will. And if a thought enters your mind's eye, something that you don't feel like is right or something that's not beneficial to what you aspire to do, you have the ability to capture that thought, to erase it, and to turn around and replace it. But you won't know this as an individual, because the way that so many of us have been bombarded by the media and everybody's attention has been to focus on exterior things instead of interior things. So it's a major difference. So, and I'm only saying this out of much due respect. Yes, the media does want control of your mind. And if you listen to a lot of the advances that I do my best to give on this great work network, ONE Dynasty, this is exactly what it's about. When you take time to study yourself, it's not being arrogant, but you have to come to know yourself, the things that you like, the things that you dislike, your strengths, your weaknesses, and all of that. And when you take time to do this, it makes you a force to be reckoned with.
Now, I got to admit, man, and I said you definitely got to tell everybody how I can follow you and everything, but you have to tell everybody, because you created so many beautiful vessels that's walking upon this earth, and the blessing that we understand now is still on the phone. Amen. Oh, go ahead, Magic Man, talk to her and her. I said talk to him. Ooh.
Hey, man, you know what? All I can say is we're one in the same, man. You know, we're constantly learning from ourselves and each other, and that's what day and time that we're supposed to do. And that's one of the best kept secrets for a lot of the travelers out there, people who study the mysteries. The unique thing about us, we was created 99.9% of everything that we should ever need. The reason why we wasn't created 100% is because what we don't have a lack, you'll be able to find it in the likeness of somebody else. So that way it makes us sort of like a codependent with ourselves and each other. And it's almost like putting a piece of a puzzle together. You get what I'm saying?
Amen. Hey, I said, can you tell them how they can follow you, love? Wow.
You can connect with me at Offset Attune Ray on Facebook. Also, my Facebook fan page, The Essence of Time. And also, I'm on alignable.com. That's my business page. Also, my next show will be September the 14th. The title will be coming soon. So please tune in to your mother and father's favorite station right in here, right on here at ONE Dynasty. I love you all. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, Offset, one thing I wanted to let you know was while you leaving and getting to listen to the rest of the show, can you leave Legend Noel with a question? We're going to do something real different. Leave him with a thought. Give him a question so he can just be like, marinated when we as the people and the people that's tuning in, they might ask another question. But thinking we could marinate on that and be like, yo, that's a hell of a question. And see if we could get an answer too. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll leave you a question and marinate on it before and connect with me or my father to answer. Heaven or hell, does it exist?
Oh,
that's a good question.
Oh, dang. See, that's why I love God, man. See how she did that? See, you go, girl. Boy, you just smacked the daggone donut. It's rolling. Look at it. It's still rolling. Got a hole in it now. Look, it's the ball. Oh, Lord. Hey, y'all. Welcome to the Legend Noel in the building. Huni Bakatu in the building. The Commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith in the building. And you are in the building. Oh, my God. Dial number 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the air. I'm just in the building acting like a fool because I have so many thoughts. But who is this next caller? Welcome to Two Talk because we got music we got to get into. We want to hear what you got to say because you is the one who's in charge. Hallelujah. Who must we do now?
Hello. How you doing?
Hello. Who am I speaking to?
You speaking to Cheryl LeGrand?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you speak to Legend. I'm going to let you speak to Huni. I'm going to let you speak to Angela Thomas Smith. And I'm going to fall back, mute my phone, because they about to take over. Because you sound so good, I feel like a frog. And I ain't want to be a prince no more. I don't want to be a prince no more because they ain't going to give me no more money. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Good evening. I want to speak on the topic about the journey. And to me, my personal opinion, a lot of people don't know who they are. And the world focuses on other people, and they can't even see their journey. And a lot of times it comes from the past. It comes from the things that we have seen as a child and hurt. Kids become hurt adults. I say that all the time. And when you say about the present and the past and looking into the future, if it don't start with your mindset, you don't even have a future. If you don't transform, I said that yesterday. And when she was talking about the excuses and don't blame it on other people, yes, a lot of times we put the buffer on other people so we can't see ourselves. It has, I'm going to say this again, it got to start at home. A lot of things that's happening over and over again is a recycle, a repeat, or because of the things that's happening. It started at home, the prayer, the fasting, and now it is starting. We putting other things in front of things, and then we get mad when we see stuff. The presidents of them are out of order, and we get mad, but guess what? We out of order. And that's just how I feel. We want to talk about everything that's going on in social media, but how about our homes? How about what's going on in the inside? We can't even talk about the white and what's going on. And then we want to say black lives matter when we killing each other. We got to teach our kids to stop calling each other niggas. But when somebody else calls us niggas, we want to go off. We got to teach our young ladies, like my daughter, we got to teach them you don't have to show all of that to be a woman. There are things that we need to speak about and talk about before we get to that point. Until we change our mindset of this slave man thinking when they beat us and call us niggas and Negroes, but then they put this stuff on TV and stuff and our kids are looking at it and promoting. We might can't see everything and I can't see everything, but what we do need to see, we need to talk to our young boys, tell them to stop calling our women names. It's just a whole lot. So my journey say we need to get it right as a whole before we say anything about what somebody is doing, and don't wait till another brother get killed or a sister incarcerated and then say Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter in your home first, and then you can change. And my name is Cheryl LeGrand.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. I'm because we got to have legend. This show is basically about Legend Noel. And we never got a chance to really finish interviewing, but I always love to receive knowledge as fast as possible. And I was trying to shut up, but I was thinking that you were on a good old conversation like that one. I better put it in your brain, but I want these individuals that's listening to you right now, because I know they want to elaborate on what you just said, from Hooney to, you know, to Legend Noel, to Hooney to the commissioner or vice versa, however they want to just conversate with you. But I definitely want y'all people also to get to learn Legend Noel. And I'm doing it in the way that's different, by having him speak and letting him see that he is educated. Because that heaven and hell question was way over our head, and he's ready to go in on it right now. And I already know. But the topic I was telling you was, you know, we're interviewing Legend Noel, one of the Comic Views comedian and upcoming newest recording artist. Legend Noel, right here. He's right here. Thing was, we had a special guest host, Hooney Bakatoon, and special occasion speaker, Angela Thomas Smith, right here, the O&E commissioner. And the topic was new thoughts, new problems in 2021. Because every thought you have could be a great thought if it's a great thought, but if it's a bad thought, it could be a problem. And as I said, have you as a certain individual taken time to examine your life and the company you keep? And do you actually know who you're rolling with? Shaking my head. What is the difference in that individual's nature? Is it positive and uplifting or negative, plus demoralizing your true, authentic identity? And you be tapping into the soul, but now I got to shut up, because now it's on them to elaborate on what you were saying and why you about to leave. Ask Legend Noel a question that he might want to, you know, think about. We're going to see how God moves again. But go ahead, y'all. Who coming first, the chicken or the egg? Is it going to be Legend, Hooney, or the commissioner that want to speak to this young lady and elaborate before we get this dag on track and go to another caller? Oh, my God.
Legend. I want to hear from Legend because he's...
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, she like the way you sound, buddy. Go ahead. You know, do your thing, dog.
He sound like
a very intelligent.
Lady,
speaking of what she just said, what the young lady just said, can you elaborate on
that? Yeah, I want him to elaborate. I want him to chime in, because I want those listeners out there, because so often we see our black males in the negative light. Now we have this positive young man that is doing, he's doing music, he's doing stand-up comedy, and he sounds intelligent. So why not showcase him? Why not put him out there so that he can be an example for the youth? Because I'm on this movement. My movement is the L3 movement, because we got to get back to learning. We got to be teachable. We can't get to the point to where we think we have arrived and not willing to learn from the next person. Because in the areas that I may be weak in, who knows? Will of God may be strong in that area, and he may can assist me in that area. But if I'm not willing to learn from Will of God, then how can I get stronger in that area that I'm weak in? So we need each other. We got to get back to that village mentality. I'm telling you, my movement is heal the city and heals. We are women of faith, and we're taking our streets back, and we need more men like you. So I need to hear from you tonight.
Go ahead, Legend, and Hootie, back that thing up.
That's a lot. Well, I'm raising 13-year-old. My nephew lives with me. So the way I see it is, the outside is, it's really hard to do anything about the outside. You know, as I talk to my nephew, but the best way that I know how is how my dad did me. I take my nephew everywhere with me. You know, if I can take him, I take him. You know, I take him to the gym. I take him to the recording studio. He's with me a lot. This is just my experience, and all of some of our experiences. When you spend a lot of time with your kids and you have real conversations with them, because like he's becoming a weird teenager right now at 13, but we talk about that also. We talk about I talk to him about everything. And as an adult, it's our job to try to tell them what they're going to experience before they experience it, So it gives us credibility for when they step outside the house and those things happen to them. You know what I'm saying? When you go outside and your friends try to, you know, my first experience with alcohol was my friends trying to get me to drink. My first experience with cigarettes was my friends trying to get me to smoke cigarettes. So when you talk to your children about that stuff, when they're in that situation, they have that epiphany moment like, yo, my mom told me that it's going to be a girl who's going to be the first person to try to get me to do something that my mom said not to do, so that they can put that type of thought, so that they have that in their head already. So when it happens, they can reflect, because kids always think we don't know what we're talking about. You know, they get it in their head. You don't know what I went through, mom. You didn't grow up in this time. And it's all the same thing. Different year, same old shit. Somebody's going to try to get you to smoke. Somebody's going to try to get you to smoke weed. Somebody's going to try to get you drinking. Somebody's going to try to get you in a stolen car. Somebody's going to try to have sex with you. It's all the same thing. It's just different names and different places. So if we do our part, because we're constantly looking outside of the house expecting people to do our jobs. Like, I like the term.
Mm-hmm.
I never want to be a role model. I'd want to be a real model, because if you put role model, you put too many expectations on people to walk a certain way that you don't even walk yourself. Nobody's perfect. You take the good from people and you leave the bad. Long story short, spend as much time with your kids. Talk to your kids so that they understand that they got to hit it, that their parent knows what they're talking about. So that when they go outside, because that's what happened to me when I went outside and I started experiencing a lot of different stuff, I didn't partake. I only partook in things that I wanted to partake in. You couldn't have me do anything as my friend that I didn't want to do. And that's the sand trap that a lot of kids they fall into. They go outside and they follow behind other kids who come from broken homes or whatever the case may be. And now your kid's in trouble with those other kids.
Damn. Magic Man?
Man, I'm just loving the energy of the night. I'm loving the energy from tonight. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of it. I also want to say thank you so much to the woman of God, you, Cheryl, for coming on my show and sharing with me as well as the listening audience last night. And you're definitely got high energy that's coming through you, a voice that definitely needs to be heard. And I'm looking forward to learning a lot more about you and supporting your great work as well. I just want to take time to say that, man.
Go ahead.
Good, I'm sorry.
I'm muted myself because I was going to say something. I was going to say something after what you said. But when you finish, I want to say something. Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I was about ready to wrap it up. I mean, you know, far as her, because I definitely want to take time to acknowledge her presence. And I appreciate you really, really pressing that one. And I look forward to that. I look forward to that. And I felt very, very humble and honored for you to come on as I was doing my best to speak about another side of the story. And you came, and it was like putting icing on top of a homemade cake. And then to hear you expound upon what we are doing our best to convey tonight is really showing that we are living in a day and time that many of us are ready. We are ready now. And I said it before privately, but I'm going to say it publicly. If you really, really look at it with all the things that's happening in our world, with the latest bondage, there has been many different bondages that have been overlapping from the 6,000, 2,000, all the way up, okay, to the most recent one, the 400-year bondage over here in the shores of America. If you really, really look at that, according to biblical prophecy, we are really just 21 years after the effect. So in a strange type of way, with a lot of stuff that you see that's happening, black-on-black crime and all of that, you got to look at 21 years versus 400 years of raping, torture, molestation, miseducation, castration, all the things that they was allowed to do during our bondage over here in the shores of America. And one of the things that we had to be placed in a state of ignorance, we had to, okay, in order for us to be able to pretty much allow ourselves
to be put through that. And those of us who are adherents of our Holy Scripture, it's like the Job story all over again. If you are people of faith and you study the story of our youth, Job, he was allowed to go through that. There was a deal that took place between one of the Elohim as well as the, you know, Nakash or the serpent man at the time to work on Job to the point of trying to make him break. And they was allowed to do any and everything, but they couldn't take his life. That same thing happened to us for well over 400 years, but these type of beings did take our life. Many of the ancestors died during that 400-year bondage. And one of the greatest weapons that they used was to turn us against each other. When I say us, I'm saying that loosely, because you got to remember, there has been original fallen angelic beings that was blacker than the midnight sky, a variety of different colors that was long, that was already in existence or pre-existence before the recreation of the Adam and Eve story according to our Bible, okay? This explains why you got some people who look just like us that are soulless and they don't care. They don't care, and they treat us worse than some of the people that have been fighting on our behalf for our liberation and our just due. So there's a lot of things that's going on, so we really, really have to get to the point where we're making that separation. And we have to get to a point, those of us who's willing, able, and ready to go to the next step, and that is everything that was taken from us have to be returned. But it can't be returned if we as a whole now, because that's the way they judge us as a whole. If they keep judging us as a whole, and many of us like to be in a form of sleep, then we'll never reclaim ourselves as the rightful adherents according to our scriptures, so we can once again inherit the earth. Okay? But, you know, if it's not being taught from a Friday, Saturday, and especially a Sunday, because most of the people who's in the leadership position, they don't know. And all they have been doing is regurgitating a white power structure to keep us in a form of enslavement. And here this is 21 years after the effect. Many of our people are either still thinking like a slave or people that's been enslaved. And we have to come out of it. We have to come out of it. And 21 years is short compared to 400 years, if you do the math on it.
Wow. Yo, man. People, and I need you, actually, remember, too, because we got to get this track in. But remember, you had something to say, and leave Legend with a great question. This is all about thoughts, everybody. If y'all don't understand what I'm doing, I'm creating a show spontaneously and letting y'all see if you flow, you can come up with different thoughts. And so far,
oh my God, can I take?
I think I'm making a special occasion dish. Yes, what did you just say, young lady? Who was that? I can't figure out which voice that was.
Oh, before you let Cheryl go, can I say something?
I'm in trouble because brother O want to get this track in. You know he don't want it. Don't let boy. He gonna say.
I'm gonna be quick. I promise. I'm gonna be quick.
All right, go ahead.
I'm gonna be really, really quick. Okay, so Cheryl is part of the movement. She's one of the 135 women, a part of the book that's gonna drop on the 31st. We are women that are bringing healing to the city with our heels. I tell you, you have to get the book. It's 121 days of prayer, 365 affirmations from around the world. We have women that are sharing affirmation that's pouring into people's lives. So that's what we're doing. She's also a part of this amazing monologue that we just had practice tonight. She's getting it in, and she's sharing. She's giving back to the youth. She's impacting her community. This woman suffers from lupus, but she does not let her disability stop her. And that's why I'm here to tell people, you tune in, press one. Don't just sit back. Y'all, we are here to impact lives. We're here to share. That's how we're going to grow. That's why we're going to keep evolving. Okay, brother. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm out.
Oh, no, you just, that was beautiful show. You're the one that we waiting to hear also, but I'm thanking Hootie for what he just said, because everything's a blessing right now. Everything is moving on one accord. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to do it in a very peculiar way and see how it works. And so far, so good. It's just, I want to get focused back on legends so everybody can know who the hell this brother is, but at the same time, get educated with your thoughts, because everybody's dropping the bomb. But go ahead, Cheryl. Talk to us and tell us how they can follow you. Also, tell us your question for Legend. And then when we come back after the track, I want Hooney to introduce himself and who he is, and then the commissioner, Angela, to introduce herself and who she is. And then Legend, reintroduce yourself, and then y'all two, ask Legend another question and talk while we bring on the next caller that's going to be coming on after the track. But go ahead, Cheryl. How they can follow you and give that Legend question to think about as you leave.
Okay. My question to you is that how can we as a whole become more of an inspiration, a motivation, not just by our mouth, but by being a doer? Because a lot of times we could speak, but what can we do to change a lot of things around us and inside of us?
Oh, you guys have some phenomenal questions.
No. Don't answer the questions yet. Wait a minute. You're going to have to write all these questions down, and then you're going to answer them later, because we got to get to the track and everything and get another caller in. That's the game that I'm playing right now. It's like using your thoughts. It's crazy. I'm using my brain to another existence in life. I'm tripping.
I want to say this real quick.
Go ahead.
Everybody needs to start getting LLCs and start looking into some home-based businesses. You know what I'm saying? So we have some things to pass down to our kids. Setting those examples. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have our day jobs, but we have to, especially the economy is crazy, we have to find multiple streams of income. So I'm very proud because a couple of my friends are doing it. They're finding one of my friends, he's a therapist, and he went and got into real estate, went and bought his first property, him and his lady, and she's a nurse. So they definitely didn't really need the extra money, but they're like, listen, you never know how things are going to go, and I want to be able to leave something tangible to my kids. So they went out and put their money together and invested, and they bought a piece of property. And it's a duplex, and it's something.
Mm-hmm.
So we as a collective, because we own so little, we have to start buying. We have to start opening businesses. And you don't need a whole lot of money. I got my LLC 2 months ago. It's like $125. We have to start those endeavors. In Amazon stores, all these different things, these avenues are opening for us to start getting some ownership. You have to own. Got to own.
Wow, people. I don't know if y'all paying attention to this show, because this getting real technical and we ain't getting suave. You know what I'm saying? Suave. I just had to say it one more time. Suave. I'm just saying. Dial that number, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the show. And let's get funky. This is Too Thorough. Hey, DJ Alasky, can you murder? T-Pain. Young Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, she's clapping.
Let me buy you a train. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music. Never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chance of you rolling with me? Back to the crib. Show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what we did. I'ma buy you a train. I'ma take it home with me. I got money. I
how you feel, mama, tell me what you see. A certified dime piece deserve Louis 1-3. 150 a shot, 3 for you and 3 for me. I'm checking your body language, I love the conversation. And when you lick your lips, I get a tingling sensation. Now we're both back tipsy, you say you're in the mood. All I need is about an hour, better yet, maybe two. Let me take you where I live, Ferrari switch gears. When I whisper in your ear, your legs hit the chandelier. Passion fruit and sex all in the atmosphere. I'ma let your pain sing it so he can make it clear.
I'ma buy you a drink.
Wow, I'm sorry, people, but welcome
to
the show.
All the way back.
I'm just saying, you see what's going on. This is like an open forum, y'all. We got everybody in the building, man. And this is T-Dub by your true friend, Will of God. Dial the number 516-453-9133 and press 1 to get on the air. This is like a real show because I want to show y'all what the hell the show is. But what I want to really do is let y'all meet the people for real, who's talking to you. We might as well let the ladies go first. So the commissioner, can you please explain to these people who you really are and what you do? And then the magic man, Huni Baka Toons, please talk to him. And then we have our special, elaborate, educated interview of Legend Noel with the daggone Double Day Friday topic. And the caller that's in the queue that's about to be unmuted very shortly. So we're going to move in that procedure real quick and let's keep it funky because the night is still short. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Angela.
Okay, so I am Angela Thomas-Smith. I am, of course, the commissioner here on this amazing network, ONU Dynasty. I am also the host of Walk in Purpose with Angela. I was just on this past Wednesday, unfortunately. Gonna skip past that. I can be reached through Linktree, Queen of Collaborations, because I truly believe in collaborating. I am the CEO of Aspiring Authors Magazine. I am the founder of AALAC, the African American Author Literacy Awareness Campaign, where I truly believe in bringing awareness to my brown authors all over this world. And I enjoy touching on topics that's affecting our brown community that people don't want to talk about. So I bring it to the forefront. So I am now, currently, the visionary of the L3 movement, Learn, Love, and Lead. I'm getting out the way.
Wow. That's some bull. That's better than the damn pear. You ever get a pear? You're like, what is that, mom? It's a pear. Just bite it. You're like, but it's, what's the color? Is it, it's kind of yellow. That is it, is not an orange, mommy. Just taste it. You like, well, damn. Hey, you got any more? Okay, you know what? Go ahead, Magic Man.
Boy, you crazy. Reminds me of something else. Anyway, all right. So my travel name, my travel name is Huni Bak Atun. And the meaning of my name is one who strikes his enemies like the Nighthawk or the Unique One. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. I'm also known as the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. Pay great or extra attention on that last part because one way or another, if you still have soul and you haven't sold your soul, something I'm going to say or something that I write in my publication is going to affect you and inspire you to change. You're going to not just hear me, but you're going to be able to feel me. So you'll be able to not only do something for yourself, but also inspire you to do something for other people. It's about friend and don't. Thank you. Oh, I am also the host of We Will Aware You. My show was on last evening, pretty much the same time. The best way to know more about me is look it up. You can find me through Facebook. You can find me therapy or www.soundtherapy with Magic Man Haru. And yes, I did take time to become an LLC too. Thank you.
Shoot. That's not a problem. See how I'm doing this, y'all? It's just a thought that came to my mind. And another thought that came to my mind. So when we do get this call to come in after these individuals talk to Legend and, you know, speak, maybe you caller, Mr., Mrs., Lady, Man, I don't know, whoever you are, introduce yourself and then go to that topic so we know who we really talking to, right? Ooh, ain't that funky, y'all? I'm just playing my brain. I'm moving forward, but go ahead, Legend. Introduce yourself, and then we're gonna have the commissioner and Hooney at the same time, you know, interview you real quick, and then we're gonna bring on the caller and keep it funky with the show. You know what I mean? And play your daggone music. Go ahead, Legend. Who are you again?
Say what, dude? I was over here reading the last comments that the girl said, because she said something really deep.
I know she did. That's why I'm doing this show, because God works in mysterious ways.
I didn't realize that you had so many deep thoughted callers that call up to your show. You really need a damn notepad to write down some of the things that you talked about.
Wait till you get the next call and then the call after that. We probably need to go Free Willy and just let it roll, but we can't because we got too many educated people on the phone. Go ahead.
No, I'm Legend Noel. I'm stand up comic. You know what I'm saying? From Philadelphia. I've traveled all over the country performing. I've always been interested in entertaining, and I've always rapped. So, you know what I'm saying? I figured I started putting some music together, and that's been you jump off one track and jump onto another. You jump off one ride and jump onto another. Life is a bunch of amazing experiences tied together. One of the things you were talking about earlier about being free, one of the things about being free is letting loose the shackles and being willing to go after the things that you always wanted to do. And you don't realize how important that stuff is until you start growing up. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has all of these, they said everybody has a $1 million idea, but an idea is just an idea if we don't follow through with it. And we get stuck in jobs and careers and doing, you know, running on a treadmill, doing things. And then we start looking at our life, at the things that we wanted to do that we never did. So that's what I'm on. I'm doing all the things that I wanted to try to do when I was younger. I'm trying to experience as many of them as possible. That's all.
Well, people, this is how we're going to do this real quick, because I'm going to get funky with it. My brain is on super thoughts now. This is Too Thorough by True Friend Will of God. And if you go on www.blogtalkradio.com and then pull up the Goldie Time, and then when you pull up the Goldie Time, put after the Goldie Time, Too Thorough by Will of God, you can see all my shows. Listen to all my shows. Listen to everybody's shows. But what I want y'all to do is dial the number 516-453-9133 and to start this question off so that the commissioner and anybody else to get it in, and they want to chime in on the extra credit double day conversation, which is the other thought and the other topic, which I'm going to re-say again later. But as for you, Legend, and I'm going to shut up and then let Hooney and, the commissioner, you know, get in with you. Can you tell them how you know Michael Blackston? And then they can, and Hooney and the commissioner, then y'all can go into y'all, you know, question that you might have for Legend simultaneously or whatever you want to do, how you want to do it. And then the caller, get ready. And anybody else that's want to be a caller, get ready, because we're just going to go funky with it. Talk to me. How you know Michael Blackston again? And what was y'all doing?
All right, let me correct you. His name means everything to people. The man's name is Blackston. Everybody, I always watch on television, people always mess the man's name up. The man's last name is actually Blackson, Michael Blackson. We started off doing comedy together. The Philadelphia comedy scene is real small. And actually, before we started doing comedy together, I'm not going to say where, but me and Mike worked together at a job first. And then we both started doing comedy around the same time. And I think Mike got on back in the day when BET, when comedy was new, he got on. He was one of the first guys from Philly to get on. And he was, Mike went to, I think it was high school he went to join up in Southwest. And he got on Comic View. And I remember the funny thing is people don't know how a journey in entertainment is, just like any other journey in life. You start at the bottom. But I remember Mike was getting $50 a show, and I was opening for him, and I was getting $25. We were collectively getting $75 to travel places to perform. And believe it or not, that $25 meant a lot back then, and he was getting $50. So I used to open for him because he was the first one with a television credit. So, take that back to, I don't know, this is like 92, 95, it was somewhere back in the mid-90s. So we met working at it. We met working at a job together. He was a manager, and I was a regular dude. And then we started doing comedy. I remember Mike's first car. He had the Hyundai Excel. So I'm taking it back. He had a Hyundai Excel, and he had a silver one, and he had a big Fatty Kane haircut. And the nigga had one of them big ones with those big ass speakers in the back. That's how it started. And now, it's amazing because people see you now. But they don't understand how small a thing. Everything starts as a nut. Everything starts as a seed. How the journey went, and now when we were traveling $50 a show, Mike's probably getting like $10,000 and $15,000 performance now. So it's an amazing journey. It's an amazing ride.
Yo man, hey Hootie and Angela, I just got information that we got to bring in all these callers. So this is what we're going to do, right? All I'm going to say is, welcome to Truth Tell, who am I speaking to now? And I want y'all to talk to the caller and let the caller talk to Legend as though y'all, what y'all are doing, running the show. You know what I'm saying? For people that's listening, dial number 516. I'm about to shut the hell up. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get on the show. And the second topic is New Thoughts, New Problems 2021. Have you as a certain individual taken time to examine your life and the company you keep? Do you actually know who you're rolling with? Shaking my head. And what is the difference in the individual's nature, positive and uplifting or negative, plus demoralizing your true authentic identity? And definitely talk to Legend Noel. So call her, welcome to Terrell. Who am I speaking to? Because you can say hi, but I can hear you. I might shut up.
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Will, and to your guest, Mel, and to Hooney, and to Angela, the commissioner. How are you all doing tonight?
Damn, man.
We're all doing good.
I'm about to shut up, but I thank you for talking. I'm going to shut up because they got to talk, but dang, I got the sister Betsy on the phone. I got to shut up. Oh, my God, this is so bad for me. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. But go ahead, y'all. Handle it out business. Handle y'all business. Go ahead, Hooney. Commissioner, let's get it.
I have two things that I wanted to say. Everybody has different gifts on this plane of existence. You must use your ability as the universe has given it to you. If you have another ability that the universe has given to you, such as your voice, any other ability, you use that. And you use that to make change, no matter what the gift is, no matter what the ability is. And I just wanted to say, I'm about information, and I want to ask you all What do you think about this? In India, there was a herbalist that created 2 drops in the eyes that kills the virus. The government sent the police in, collected the herbalist, and stopped the drops in the eye. And they have taken that person into custody because of the it is supposed to kill the virus within the 3 days. So the people that took the 2 drops in the eyes that were almost near death, they came out of it. They was able to speak, and they were somewhat of themselves, but it took 3 days. And I also would just like to say, we have a new rare disease called melanosis that has appeared in the U.S. They claim that this is a tropical disease and that the CDC is trying to see where it came from, because they're stating that Americans have not traveled out the country. So now we have COVID and we have the Delta virus, and now we have melanosis, a rare disease. So I would like y'all's opinion on that, because we are all already dealing with 2 diseases. Now another one has appeared. Any comment?
I don't want to speak first because I probably shut up. I was going to go last. Legend. And then Hooney, or Hooney, and then Legend. Or anybody, let's have a thought, because I definitely got a thought. Go ahead, y'all.
I mean, honestly, and it seems like mostly only regular people publicly speak on how we feel about this. We live in an evil world, and it's funny to say that out loud, because that's not what you're taught to believe as a kid. Greed and narcissistic people run society, and if somebody does, like there in Sudan, there was a doctor who came up, he figured out that a lot of these people, his patients who had developed COVID, who were dying when he would put them on ventilators, and he was frustrated. So he was back and forth in contact with the CDC, and he wanted to do a test where they stick the camera inside of people's lungs to see what's going on, to see the inflammation and why they're struggling to breathe. And he realized, and it ties into what Dr. Sebi said. Dr. Sebi said mucus buildup in us is kills us. You know what I'm saying? That's why he was getting cheese and milk and stuff like that, because he was saying it wasn't healthy for us and it creates mucus in the body. Well, the doctor in the Sudan found that there were hard deposits of mucus in his patient's lungs. So when he would put his patients on a ventilator, it would try to force air in to open the lungs, but the mucus was clogging the airway. So like forcing water into a balloon, and the balloon can't expand, what happens? You damage the balloon. So that's how people's lungs were getting damaged when put on ventilators. Well, you would think a discovery like that, finding mucus in lungs, and he went in, he said it took between 2 and 4 hours to go inside of his patients and cut the mucus out of their lungs, and his patients were recovering. So you would think, after I saw that, I actually watched the video, I turned on my television and I started looking for the story, and the story was nowhere in our mainstream media. So what I took away from that was there are a lot of good things that people discover that are not moneymakers for people who run things. So it gets swept under the rug, regardless of the benefits to us as individuals, as a society. So we live in a cold, cruel world that's run by very wealthy people who want to stay in control. And the bottom line is, to keep power, you have to centralize it and you have to keep people away from it, the masses of people. So most of us, we just keep running on the treadmill, just running in a rat race, while a small group of people, because there's 7 billion people on this planet, so very small groups of people are really pulling the string. So if a doctor in India came up with something like that, and we know that hospitals are getting like $13,000 from the RIP for somebody coming in and then having to treat them with COVID, and then a 30-day stay maybe $40,000, my mother always used to say, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
So if some guy named Will of God comes up with a way to save people who have COVID and it only costs $1,000, well, he's not going to be very popular.
Mm-hmm.
And he may find himself in some legal issues out of nowhere, because we watch these movies and these television shows where devious, wicked people with money do things, and we don't think that it happens in real life. Like, there was a movie that came out 20 years ago, Will Smith, called Enemy of the State, in which everything he did was surveilled, and he was framed, and people act like it can't happen in real life. You know what I'm saying? The pharmaceutical companies, they're a major, major conglomerate. The pharmaceutical companies are so wealthy that they lobby our government to be able to put out vaccines and not be sued. So if you give your kid, if you take a vaccine and 7 years later, there's someone trying to start a class action lawsuit, which we see on television all the time for something that the FDA did approve at one point, like the hernia mesh is the big one now. They got a class action lawsuit against it. The FDA approved it years ago, and now people are suing. Well, the pharmaceutical companies are so powerful, and they spend so much money to lobby our politicians that they can't be sued for this COVID vaccine. This COVID vaccine, the treatment, like Chris Rock said, the money's in the treatment, not in the cure. Mm-hmm. And if, like I said, if somebody like Will of God, DJ Chill, came up with a remedy that only costs $800, or the guy in India with some eye drops, or the guy in Sudan with a two-hour surgery, they may end up dead, or swept, or bought off, swept under the rug, or what happens a lot of times, they buy what you're selling, they buy the patent, for it, and they put it on a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's the evil world. That's very evil, because there are a lot of people dying.
Thank you, brother. You said everything well. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Des.
See, I told you. Told you. That's what I needed to hear. Like, you are an example for our youth, for our males out there, because we don't have a lot of that. I thank the creator for Huni Bakatun for all that he's been doing here on the network, and how he be bringing the truth, and how he be trying to bring the knowledge so that people will come out the dark into the light, so they don't have to keep thinking that somebody finna give them something. Because ain't nobody doing nothing for us. Like you said, you got to start a business. Get your own. Come together. I've been saying, you got to get land. We got to come together. Are we listening? What are you doing?
Yeah. Well,
what are you doing to impact your community? That's what I'm asking people.
Black folks, black folks in America, home ownership hasn't really moved much in the last 50 years. We need to understand that black people owning their homes in America, in the last 50 years, has moved like 8%. If I'm correct, we don't own anything.
Mm-hmm.
We don't own anything, and if you don't own anything, you don't have any power. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, y'all. We got a problem. Now we got a problem. Mm-hmm. I got to do something that I never thought of doing, but I'm going to do it because I did it on my old network. Well, not even my old network. It's still my network. On Sound City Radio, where I just cut loose radio, I'd be free, and give everybody a chance to, you know, have common sense to meet themselves so they don't, you know, over-talk each other and do things like that. So Sister Betsy, because I want... Huni Bakatun, you know, to respond also on your question. But I want to bring on this next caller, and I want the caller to introduce yourself. And Sister Bethany, I want you to stay right there and don't go nowhere. Don't get muted or nothing. Mute your own self. But at the same time, I'm going to answer your question also after Uni talks and after Legend talks. But I want to get all these callers in so they don't get mad and say, damn, the show's over. I never got a chance to talk to them and talk to you. Daggone law. Some people think like that sometimes because that's a thought. I would be if I was on a damn show like, hey, Willa Guy, man, you talking too much, man. Will you please shut up and just unmute me? No, that's what I got to do. So I'm going to do this special thing tonight and see because everything is flowing. And Offset, if you're still there, please press 1 so we can unmute you too and bring you back because you are a fellow host. Sister Betsy's a fellow host. And we already got these fellow hosts. Might as well get funky with it because they all got common sense. Now, people, if you ain't a fellow host, we got to be scared, but, you know, let's find out. Hey, Carla, welcome to Twitter. Who am I speaking to now?
Jerry Petito, baby.
Oh, see, this is getting ignorant. Okay, now, this is what we're going to do. Let me say it like this, because I'm outside, but I can't talk too loud. Jerry Petito! All right, Jerry, since we know what's going on, and everybody else knows what's going on, and now the next caller that's got in the queue, we're going to get you to get on. I want Hooney to lead back where we was at with Sister Bessie. Then we're going to chime into you with your question that's going to go on, but I want to finish at
you're
Sister
making
Bessie.
Me
Sister
fall
Bessie,
asleep.
Do not go nowhere. Okay, great. But listen, I just want to make sure you understand what's going on and the people that's listening understand. So, Legend, finish your conversation. Hooney, talk about the conversation that Sister Bessie said just previously about the vaccines. And then I'm going to respond. And then, Jerry, I want you to come right because we got Legend nowhere in the building. Go ahead, then.
The first thing I want to say to you, Mother Sister Bessie, you're getting closer. I'm praying for you, and I know within my heart of hearts that you have put in a lot of work. And to me, this would be an icing on the cake for you to get past the nomination and finally be recognized as an International Hall of Fame. I definitely want to get that out there. Thank you so much. As far as the question, the answer is obvious. The evil ones and their kind, money is their God. That's how you know the difference. That's how you know the difference, okay? And, you know, throughout my many years of traveling, all of that other stuff, I'm not going to say it don't matter, but it matters only to them when money is involved. Notice now, when it comes to this medicine that they put out, there's a major difference between man and mankind, okay? Man, the more natural man, we accept what the Creator and what nature has given to us in the form of medicine, in the form of herbs. You understand? So the way that mankind wants the world to do is to not acknowledge what nature has given us to be able to heal ourselves because our body, the physical body, is the most holy temple. Okay? But I noticed that when they want us as living beings, human beings and living beings to accept their form of a synthetic replica, because that's exactly what it is. They don't have to put up there, this is not guaranteed to cure anything. You understand? But when it comes to the herbologists, they make sure that that's up there. And I want everybody who's listening tonight to really, really think about that. Okay? So bottom line is, mankind has been trying to duplicate nature. And as soon as we, especially us as children of nature, get back to nature, everything else will cease to exist. Trust me on that
one. Legend?
Yo.
You was about to say something before we try to do something different.
What do you mean? You mean when he's talking about?
Sister Bessie's conversation.
I was stuck on what the brother said about trying to replicate nature. I found that to be very real because we're constantly trying to. I really do believe everything that we need is already here, but you can't make money off of it if it comes from the earth and it's natural. So I was focused on what the brother was saying. That was real for me.
Well, Sister Bessie, I got to say this because I'm just going to be stupid. You know what I'm saying? And I'm loving this show because it's really, really real. And Sister Bessie, you got to tell them how they can follow you and all that good stuff, too. Matter of fact, because Jerry right there ready to get it in. I got you, girl. But listen, what I want to say real quick, I got to say it fast because Jerry got to talk and all these other people. Dial in number 516-453-9133, press 1 to get on the show. With the situation that we're looking at right now, are we supposed to be captivated, duplicated? Because if we are supposed to be duplicated, why are they bringing in so many people from another country, right? Not to hate on them, but I noticed, is the other country feeling as though they don't have to wear masks like that? Or when the people that came over, did they die or was they able to go to the hospital like everybody else is supposed to go in the hospital that, supposedly got vaccinated? Because it seemed like certain countries don't want to get vaccinated. And the stuff that they have in this living fear with presently, like, oh, my God. Now they got this new thing they had on called, the cancer telethon. Out of nowhere, they didn't even do a daggone freaking let you know what's coming thing. They just said, puff the magic dragon. We're doing a telethon. And we're going to put it on both daggone TVs. I said, what is this? Channel 3, Channel 10, and Channel 29. The same thing. I said, whoa. They just took over. And I'm looking, I said, oh, okay, oh, dang. I know about cancer because, my mom passed away with breast cancer. I know what's going on. But she had it for 17 and a half years because God threw it away and then it came back, whatever. I just love God. But when you look and they start making a commercial and they saying, during the commercial of the telethon, I saw it briefly, but then I saw it again. I saw the commercial again, people. I saw the commercial again. On news, and it was this lady, this white lady, and she held her son, and the news and the commercial said, make sure you get your child and you vaccinated so they don't receive cancer. So I said, wait a minute. Then I sat up quick and said, did that nigga just say cancer? Wait a minute, did I just say get vaccinated not to be scared of getting the virus, but get vaccinated so you can't get cancer? What did you just say? Then it makes me think about all the different vaccinations that came out and all the people who thought they was going to be getting by when they got the Johnson & Johnson shot. I was like, yeah, I got the Johnson & shot. I ain't got to get no other shot. Yeah, they all talking rough, rough. And then they sell the news. By the way, anybody got the Johnson & Johnson shot, it was like 8 months ago, right? Yeah, they said it right on the news, 8 months, you have to get the booster shot because it ain't going to work. Now, imagine if they start saying this on a constant basis to everybody, saying, hey, people, we are the news, and we know you're supposed to have faith and trust in God, so we want you to trust in this because we asked you to, and we made great commercials for you to understand it, and we did not tell you what we made it out of, but we have the great people called American people who do sales, or they do movies, or they doing things, and we're going to give you a birthday gift with it. We're going to give you a present. We're going to give you a donut with some coffee, or we're going to give you some liquor. You get a cup of liquor, buddy, or we'll give you some money. You want money? We'll put you in a raffle. You can get it. Or we'll do this. We will put the fear of God in you. I bet you get it then. Then after you get it, you are stuck because they say, yeah, we know who you is, we know where you live, and when you got the shot. Now, people, what they said on the news again, everybody who got the shot, you got to get another shot. Now, when they start saying you got to get 4 to 5 shots, and maybe 6 or 7, would y'all get mad? And remember, they said it was 6 daggone hot. They said at the very beginning of time, we're going to have 6 different companies giving out, vaccinations that we got. We only got 4 of them so far, I think, but there's 2 more coming. Understand what I just said. There's 2 more companies about to come, and I guess that's the future couple. So when you talk about what you just said about the vaccinations, I'm not ready yet. Because I want to understand, if the people get vaccinated and they can't, like the guy Scott Brooks said, that my son let me hear, he said the people who got the vaccination, not to be dissing y'all, making y'all feel awkward or anything, but he said when you get the vaccine, the first one, it's 15% of your immune system that's automatically gone. And then the second shot is 35%. But then if you get the booster shot, you know, you got a problem. But he said, if you want to test my theory, because he is a doctor, he said, go see if you got the vaccination shot and, you know, let your time go, whatever. Go see if you're allowed to give out blood. See if you can give blood. They're going to tell you no. He said that, you know, if you go on YouTube, pull up Scott Brooks, you know what you call, you'll see it. He said, you're not allowed to give out blood. You won't be able to give out transfusions either. So that means what? So then when they say to everybody to get a vaccination, you will not die. So it makes me think about the Bible. Didn't God say you have to die to get to heaven? Didn't he say you need to renew your mind to kill your old man? So if you get in your mind that you don't want to die, then you start saying in reality, like, look, I'm playing this game. I don't want to die. And then you start living your life and saying, yo, you know what? I don't want to die and change my life and be different and think like a human being. I want to think like a robot and an android and follow the crowd that's walking down the street backwards. I want to be like them because I ain't going to die no more. I trust science before I trust anybody called God. And this is where we at. So I'm going to let Jerry Petito come in because after you got to tell anybody who you is, how you can follow you, and just stay right here because you got another caller anyway. But God, talk to me, lady. Who is you?
Me? Hello, can you hear
Sister
me?
Sister Bessie, who are you? And Jerry, flow right in. Because you see what's going on.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
I'm Sister Bessie the Truther from the front porch, and I will be on September the 10th.
My God, y'all. Y'all just don't know. Hey, Jerry, you might want to tell everybody better who Sister Bessie is. And Sister Bessie, what was your question again that you – stay right here, though. But what was your question for because you might want to chime in because we're going to be getting real close to time. But people down
there,
516-453-9133. What's your question for Legend Noel so he could think about? Because he got to answer these questions real quick. He's writing them down. But
he answered my question
the question the question to leave with. Something else, like pop him in his head, like, hey, I'm going to kick you in your throat. Come here, let me see. You know, one of them jaws. I'm sorry.
Brother,
I'm so sorry.
I have an easy question. How do you feel about the music that the youth are listening to today?
I bet we got that in the list. I hope you wrote that down because I ain't going to tell you no lie. I ain't going to remember all of them, but I remember that Hell, the heaven and hell. Boy, I hope our set press one again so we can bring her back in. But, yeah. Oh, shoot. If she's there, unmute her. But, yeah. So, Jerry, thank you, Sister Bessie. Stay right there, baby. Talk to me.
Talk to you. I'm going to beat you, child. Okay? And I'm exhausted. So, I don't even know what to respond on. There's been so many things being said tonight. Why don't you give me
Well, you
got to
just go from your thoughts. Like, this is your do. This
All right,
is what
then here's my thought.
This is a practice.
All right,
this
here's
is, no,
my
wait,
thought.
No, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you. Let me give you. I'm going to give you funky. So everybody else is chiming in, they could get it. The thought is, I'm playing a little mind game right now with myself. I'm trying to see, you know, when you come with a thought, I'm trying to see how it's flowing. And it's actually going great because all of the conversations is being bestowed upon me is nothing but God. And that's how I flow. You know, all my life. But I want people to really see that I'm just tapping into something that I do on an everyday basis, but I just wanted that you see how it can be controlled and brought to you in a thorough, particular way. So the topic is, we're talking about Legend Noel, asking him questions because what he is, comedian and an artist, and we still got to play his track, Rick James. God darn it. And we got Cooney Bakatoon in the building, my first special guest host. You know what I'm saying? And we got the commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith, my other host. Then we just nominated a set of hosts, just got another host in the building. Oh, Sister Bessie. Now we got you, another fellow host in the building. Oh, my God. God knows who the next caller is, because it seems like we got to start bringing them on quick, like just unmute them, but, you know, but trying to do things in decency and order. And the other topic was new thoughts, new problems, 2021. Have you, a certain individual, taken time to examine your life and the company you keep? Do you actually know who you're rolling with? Shake out my head. What is the difference in the individual's nature, positive and uplifting or negative, plus demoralizing your true, authentic identity? And that was the question, too. And Sister Bessie, you know you definitely can come back in and answer that question if you want to after Jerry drops that bomb, because, you know, God knows we're going to have to go to negotiation time soon, so we might as well have fun. And, you know, Angela, you got to keep on talking. And Hootie, I don't know why you're going to be quiet. And Legend, we still got to ask you more questions about why the hell you alive. But go ahead, Jerry.
So I'm just going to say what's coming to me with everything that everyone has said. I am very angry at what's happened to all of us, what's happened to just not even just the United States, but the world. I've been all over the world. I was in Russia when it was communist in the 80s. I had machine guns pointed at me. I was in China with machine guns pointed at me. And I saw these poor people, the way they were living, and I saw them wearing masks in the 80s in China, okay, because of the air. So we are all being duped. I'm not saying the virus isn't real, because I had it. I had it for 3 months and almost died, but it is something they brought here. So everything that's going on right now, today, has been imposed on all of us. And we got to get with that. And is there a heaven or a hell? Absolutely. And let me say something about that, too. God is real, and I'd rather believe what I believe, because the day I take my last breath, if I'm wrong, who cares? But if I'm right, and you don't believe it, you have a lot to lose. Okay? So I'm really done with, like, all the nonsense about everybody's opinions. Okay? Because here's the thing. Everything that's going on and you know, what you guys are saying is right. Even the drugs are brought into our country. They want to keep the addicts addicts. They do not want to heal us from anything. They're talking about this disease and the vaccines. Well, tobacco is FDA approved. I think about what's going on in this country, even the food industry, what they're feeding our children. Okay, there's not even sugar in food anymore. It's high fructose corn syrup. So our food is toxic. So either you become all plant-based and all organic, or you're having poison put in your body every day. So we're listening to all the media, and we're coming up with all these opinions, and we're, you know, is the vaccine good? Is the vaccine bad? I wouldn't get that. They could put a frigging gun to my head. But that's me, okay? Everyone has a right to their opinions and what they want to do with it. But I'm just saying, I'm listening to everybody's opinions and everybody talking, and we are being lied to since day one. We've never been told the truth. Even slavery was lied to us. I met someone in the 80s, a history teacher from down south on one of my trips, and he's the one who informed me that the books down south are completely different than the books we were taught. They were taught that slaves were not hurt at all. Why would they want to hurt a slave that's taking care of their children and their family? That's how they depict it. So all I'm saying is we've been lied to from day one, and now evil is reigning. And let me tell you, the book of Revelation talks about it. End times is near. Evil will be good, and good will be evil. It's happening now, guys. So you don't have to listen to me. I would take it to God and ask him to give you a dream, something, let you know, give you some information. Because, again, if I die tomorrow and I'm wrong, I have nothing to lose, guys. So I just had to say all that.
Yo, I'm so happy you said it. I see we got to get ready to go soon, but I got to get these songs in. But, dang, I want Hootie to talk. I want Legend to talk. I want Angie to talk. I want Sister Justin to talk. And we got to do this so fast, but I got to get this dang on Rick James song in. I'm trying to think, how should I do this? I got a thought, y'all. Hey, I'm going to go through my conveyor team. Hey, yo, Magic Man. Hey, Legend. Hey, Angela and Sister Bessie, should we do this real quick? I got a thought, y'all. Should we hurry up and play the track? and then come right back and go right in on Jerry's conversation and Legend. We got to get you, you tell them how they can follow you and all that stuff, but I definitely get the music in. What you think, y'all? Should we do it?
Definitely play the track and come back.
Got it. All right, people. Check this out. Legend, you want to introduce your daggone song, Rick James, and why you did it?
You already said it all, player. Just play the song.
Who let all these husky negroes in the front row? Husky nigga number one, husky nigga number two. Where all the bad bitches at? I'm about to slap everybody. Leave ring prints in everybody's motherfucking forehead.
Let you know well, BT this, MTV's that, VH1 this, Def Jam, Comedy Jam, what your ass miss? Rick James, don't you know who I am, bitch? I'm letting you know well.
I'm like Jigga Man, call me Ace of Spades. Gold bottles all around like a gold cave. Gold miners, a California heat. A gold rush legend, a call me Tony Beats. Or the Hoffman, a Leskin Klondike. A 20-pound ounce of gold from the gold site.
I'm Legend Noel, so I take flight. Virgin Galactic, yes I'm out of sight.
Pass your speed, like the Justice League. Superman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman meme. Yes, my team, we really dream things. Space station, casinos above Earth bling. Wanna take a trip, you have to be dripped. MCM Bank, am I mentioning shit? You dudes counterfeit $100 bills. Call me Rick James, ghetto life skill.
Let you know well, BT this, MTV that, VH1 this,
Def Jam, Comedy Jam, what your ass miss? Rick James, don't you know who I am, bitch?
I'm letting you know well, BT this, MTV that, VH1 this,
Def Jam, Comedy Jam, what your ass miss? Rick James, don't you know who I am, bitch?
Let you know well, BT this, MTV that, VH1 this,
Def Jam, Comedy Jam, what your ass miss? Rick James, don't you know who I am, bitch?
I'm letting you know well.
Know who I am, bitch? Raw L. Noel, flipping over Escalades. Big bucks, money, game paid after paid. Creed, set him up, knock a dude out. Fuck you talking about, yo, that nigga's out. Girls friending me when I'm at Trilogy. Money bags stacked up bigger than me. ADL limos, don't drop me off. Remember, boss, star, boss, legend, bossed up.
Legend Noel, BT this, MTV that, VH1 this.
Comedy Jam, what your ass miss? Rick James, don't you know who I am, bitch?
I'm Legend Noel, BT this.
Y'all see what's going on? Welcome to Truth Tell by your true friend, Willa Guy. I'm just going all over the place with thoughts. That was a super thought. Yo, Legend Noel, yo, BT this. You know, what else you said? This. Yeah, dial that number 516-453-9133. We got Legend Noel in the building. We got, woo, Huni Bakatoon. Oh, my God, the Magic Man in the building. We got the Commissioner, Angela Thomas Smith in the building. We got Jerry Potato in the building. We got Sister Patsy in the building. We have all set, possibly still in the building. And we got you, yourself, and who you want to be. But no, Legend, we got to do something crazy because you got another song track we got to do because I don't want to hurry up and lose the day. I'm going to show all the songs that you got because you got Donny. Why the heck do you make that Rick James? Magic Man and everybody else, can you please talk about what Jerry just got said? Because we are really going in there. Leslie, we want to talk about that real quick. But I want to know other things, too. I'm trying to do everything in a fast and evaporate way without being evaporated. Phil, talk about
well, before we do it, we only have about 7 minutes left to go in this show and has exhausted. So what we're going to do is this. We'll have final thoughts. Noel and Will of God, we're going to have you talk last. And, of course, Will of God is this show. In 2 minutes, Huni Bakatoon, what do you think about this show? And then Angela Thomas Smith. We're going to Ngozi time to give more time to Noel and Will of God because we got to let this show go. Let's go.
All right. Much respect to Jerry Petito for all that you have accomplished. And You know, the great thing about this show, I enjoyed it, man. It's like a round table interaction. It's an honor to be a part of you and what you're doing. I'm very, very inspired. I want to know more about you, legend. And I'm just going to just keep it like that, man. Thank you so much, Will of God, for inviting me to be a part of tonight's forum. And on that, I'm going to put it on pause. Love you all.
You the man, dog.
Thanks for tuning in, brother.
Commissioner?
So I want to thank you, Will of God, for inviting me and giving me this opportunity to be on here, a legend. Thank you for coming and sharing your wisdom and your knowledge. I just want to encourage you to keep pressing and to keep making an impact. I definitely enjoyed the connection. You be blessed.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right, guys, I'm going to try to get this going
Jerry Petito. No, she's gone.
She's gone. So we're going to go ahead on
it. She never told Alex Apollo her show.
Yeah, that's okay. I will. She was on, of course, this week. She'll be on another 27 days right here on the Dynasty, the Jerry Petito Show. And, of course, we want to thank Legend Noel, you know, on our show to start at 9:30. Thank you for being part of this outstanding program. Hope we have a part two. That's what we need to do. Hopefully, if it's in Will's vision, we have you back as soon as possible. You know what I mean? To be able to hear more from you and have a direct interview from you. And, of course, we'll be back on Saturday night. I'm sorry, Sunday night with Chichil Jonicia and News Forum right here on these on these stations. And, of course, Beverly Nation has advertised the ONI, which is all about the Ingoes in the Prosperous, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as Ingozi Prime Time on that. Dubdeck.com. We're in Ngozi Time over Twitter and Instagram, OLW Ngozi at Pivotal School Plus, OLW Bolivia Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, Too Thorough, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or one for program tonight, Ole Delay. That goes for my@gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, also the 2021 International Internet Radio producer in Shirani, you know, wonderfully known as. Ola Dali Malema, good thing. Good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio. Supports on a constant basis tonight. Now we're really tight. Okay, we got 5 minutes and we don't want the show to cut off. Legend of Well, you got 2 minutes. I'm going to let at least have our host have the last three before this show cuts off. All right, Legend, it's your turn.
Well, I had a great time. I appreciate the intellectual dialogue because, you know, one foot, left foot, right foot. We get our community back together. I'm just glad I got the opportunity to be here. I appreciate that.
Yo, I want to do me right. People follow me on YouTube at Spontaneous TV by Will of God, or on YouTube at Spontaneous TV by DJ Space Chill 322. I thank Legend, but I want to do something better than that. I want to bring back Jerry Petito so she can end the show for me with her voice and answering something, which is her question to Legend Noel. Please bring back Jerry. And people, check me out real quick, and we can end with that Boss Star song of Legend Noel. But Jerry, can you talk to Legend and tell them, you know, your question for Legend, because we love what you said, lady.
Well, first of all, Jerry Petito is gone. We'll play this Boss Star mix, and we out of here, y'all.
Vita Jets, Monaco, Casino Royale, Dubai, Vegas, we
Legend
play.
Legend Noel,
Duke, AC. Legend, let's go.
I'm a Boss Star.
Boss Star.
I'm a Boss Star.
Boss Star.
What you saying over there?
I'm a Boss Star.
I'm the Boss Star.
I'm a Boss Star. Boss Star. I'm a Boss Star. Boss Star.
What you saying over there?
I'm a Boss Star.
I'm the Boss Star.
TV that, VH1 this, Death Jam, Comedy Jam, what your ass miss? Rick James, don't you know who I am, bitch? Drop 100 rocks on jewelry and fashion. In movies with my man Michael Blackson. Bruce, send me on Comic View. Crackhead Olympics, that's me, dude.
I'm a Boss Star.
Boss Star.
I'm a Boss Star.
Boss Star.
What you saying over there?
I'm a Boss Star.
I'm the Boss.
Real estate mogul in the rap game.
Thank you, Hooney. Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Legend Noel.